Welcome to Gadgets, a podcast from Gizmodo where we womansplain the latest technology. I'm your host, Gizmodo reporter Florence Ion, and I'm joined by consumer technology editor Caitlin McGarry. Hi, Caitlin.
Hello. Hi. A beautiful introduction, as always.
I try. You know what I wish I did have, though, I have to say, before we get into today's episode?
Okay.
I've been watching a lot of TikTok lives. It's been an interesting, like, I've really stumbled upon some interesting, I started with Muslim speed dating, served to me in my algorithm.
Okay.
Yes. it's like live speed dating, right? But it's, anyway, there are
niches. And you're
niches.
Just observing.
Yeah.
You're just watching this.
Well, because it just comes up in your For You page. So you're just like, and then you tap on it to interact with it. So you can like tip them and stuff. Anyway, but there's this other TikToker. He teaches you Chinese and he's on like every day. And I just kind of like have a new routine where I just check in with him.
Have you retained anything that you've learned or you're just.
I have not retained anything, but I mean, I am learning some things about like Chinese pronunciation and like the way words are coupled together, and it's educational.
Okay.
But he has like a board where he hits buttons, and there's like a laugh track. And like,
do we need it? Should we get it? Let's do it.
Anyway, I've just been thinking a lot about that. Of like, should we get a laugh track?
I mean, I know it would bring me joy, so yes, let's get a laugh track.
And sometimes he'll just like press it and then he'll just go, everybody, calm down, calm down.
Oh, wow.
I love him so much. That's why I check in with him every day and I learn.
Do you
interact? By the way, he streams around 7:30 p.m. Yes, I do. I give him, I tip him. Okay. Sometimes I send him roses.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is adorable. Wow. You are like the one person I feel like is really maximizing their TikTok experience. Like most people are just like, you're either performing the dances or whatever, or you're just like mindlessly scrolling. But you,
I'm a bystander.
You are getting something out of it. I really love it.
I am learning Mandarin. Mm-hmm. I am learning what it's like to live in Russia. I am.
Okay.
It's a journey. And a digression.
Mm, indeed. Didn't want to say it.
We are going to talk about, so this week we are talking about some things. And I'm really sorry, but Kim Kardashian is a big part of this episode.
Oh, boy.
I know some people are going to groan, but because we're talking about crypto,
yep.
The grift continues.
The grift continues. The scams are flowing fast and furious.
Exactly. And so, unfortunately, a Kardashian is behind one of those. But there's also been other celebrities like piping in about crypto and NFTs.
Oh, my God.
And the metaverse.
Oh, my God.
Okay, only one other celebrity this week. But I sense a trend.
Yes, absolutely. I can't wait to dive into this. I'm just like, what is happening? What is happening?
We just need to talk about it. It's the new fit tea. Let's put it that way.
Wow. Fit tea. Yeah. Or like the teeth whitening trays. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember those were hot for a second? And you're like, why is every, you know, they're not using this stuff and they're
not. And they're so hot. They probably burned some people in the process from all that, whatever's going on there.
Crypto is the new fit tea.
It is. I mean,
yeah.
We're also going to talk about, you know, I realized this week, TV, I watch a lot of TV, and we should probably talk a little bit about how we watch TV, the devices we use to watch TV, and what we're watching on those TVs.
Well, Flo, let's explain. So for folks who don't know, Florence Ion is now covering streaming services for Gizmodo.
I am.
And it's fitting because, Flo, you are an expert. You are
I'm a professional TV watcher.
I'm a professional TV watcher. And it's about time we just like make it part of your job. I want you to get paid to do what you love.
Which is why I said, you know what, let's bring it to the podcast, talk a little bit about like how we consume these things, because it's, I think this is a big part of how everybody uses tech from, you know.
Oh yeah. I mean,
yeah. Everybody who's got a phone has got like some sort of smart TV situation. Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
With that, let's take our quick little break. And then when we get back, why Kim is shilling crypto? And yes, crypto spelled with a K. What is up with this week and celebrities just like sharing their opinion, becoming tech bloggers all of a sudden?
Oh my God. So many tech opinions coming from celebrity mouths, and I am confused. I don't know why now they feel like they need to share their thoughts. But okay, so this was sparked by Reese Witherspoon. God love her.
Reese.
God love
so
her.
So earnest.
It was so earnest. You know, she was like, crypto is a thing that's happening, and soon we're going to have like these digital avatars. And are you ready? Are you ready for this new world? And like, yes. I mean, I personally was like, well, my whole career is based on like a digital identity. So I feel like I've been living this truth for over a decade now.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah. But also, why are we pretending like this is a thing that's happening right now when it's definitely not? And it just feels like, okay, we're just around the corner from Reese pitching a new crypto coin for women called like Sunflower Coin or something.
Yeah, it's going to be Sunflower Coin. She's going to do a branding effort with Drew Barrymore's like makeup line. It's going to be just the most, it's the softest way to get into cryptocurrency. Yeah. By the way, Reese, back in October, Reese had actually tweeted about her buying her first NFTs. She also owns the Ethereum coin. So she has been investing in this. Snoop Dogg has endorsed her knowledge of this situation.
It's like a really weird, hideous cycle. I don't know. But
it's scary because it's easy for them to tell us that this is something to look forward to because they have the money to kind of blow on it. But the truth of the matter is that crypto, anything doing with like the blockchain and currency, it really appeals to a subset of privileged people. Like,
yes. And like, I appreciate that Reese and other women celebrities might be trying to make this like more understandable.
An empowerment. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like yay, empowering women. Decentralized. Woo.
Right. But I feel like they're not really trying to empower women to take control of their, you know, financial destiny or whatever. I think
it's like LuLaRoe. It's
it's a multi-level marketing scheme. Yeah, we need to talk about how this is all just a giant scam. And I don't think celebrities are trying to empower people to like be financially responsible. I think they just are grifting like everyone else. Like no one cares about any of this stuff, really. They're just in it for the money. And like, yes, probably women should also just be in it for the money too. But, you know, have some
capitalism,
knowledge about
baby.
What you're getting yourself into. Yeah, exactly. It's just capitalism. But have some knowledge about what you're getting into. Don't spend money you don't have on this thing that's, I mean, Bitcoin is crashing. So just pay attention to what's happening around you. And don't listen to celebrities when they give you financial advice.
I hate it. Kim Kardashian is in big trouble because too many people listen to her. And, you know, I mentioned FitTea earlier because the Kardashians are notorious for being part of that like first wave of Instagram influencers that were like, get this, you know, this thing that'll make you look this way, whatever. Just they will do the pro advertising. I get it. Yeah.
They will shill for literally anything if it will cut them a check. Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
I respect the hustle, I guess. But yeah, Kim is being sued, right? Because she endorsed
this. They have way more money
crypto.
Than we do. But yes.
But it's not from crypto and it's not from FitTea, okay? Pay attention to where they actually get their money from.
Yeah.
It is not
Skims.
From Skims.
That's where Kim gets her money. It's from...
That's true. You know, Skims is just so close to being Scams. Let's just call that. Call that. We need to call everyone.
Yes, but Scam is spelled with a K instead of a C because it's, anyway.
Right.
Anyway. Yes. Anyway, Kim So Kim Kardashian, she was pushing Ethereum Max, which was also being pushed by celebrities, so-called. Floyd Mayweather, who, by the way, has a just track record of being an incredibly overtly violent person. And former Boston Celtics player Paul Pierce. I hope I'm right on that, to the basketball fans. Mm-hmm. I had to Google that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were all hyping this crypto coin called Ethereum Max. And so people filed a class action lawsuit against them. And it was like, it was basically just like a pump and dump scheme where people just, you know, pumped it up, but they were planning to sell before it crashed. And like, this is exactly what happened. And Kim was like promoting it on her Instagram. And of course, listen, this is obviously not a good idea. I just said, don't take celebrities' financial advice, but people do. People do, and a lot of people did, and they got completely screwed.
But Caitlin, she said in all caps, this is not financial advice, but sharing what my friends just told me about the Ethereum Max token. I don't know why I can't pronounce that word, but yes.
My friends who are paying me to hype Ethereum Max told me that it's a good product. Yeah, I mean, this is all just insane. We are living in like the worst possible timeline, but this is only going to continue, and I feel like we're going to see a lot of, you know, female celebrities like really targeting women with this stuff. And it's really disappointing because I do think there are ways for women to empower themselves, to be financially independent and like take control of their lives. And I fully support that. I don't think that any of these celebrities are caring about that in the slightest. And it's really disappointing.
Yeah. This is just a stock market to them where they can funnel their money and try and, you know, balloon it up a little bit.
It's all just a game. It's just a weird game that they play. It's all
fit tea. You're not going to lose weight from that tea. Just.
You're not. Your stomach is
not hurting yourself. Let's swish out our mouths with some liquid that is not sold by a Instagram influencer.
And you know, water is free. Water is free.
Well.
Okay, let's not dive into that. Okay, all right. Sorry, I
shouldn't have said it. Not to be that person.
For some people, water is not free, or the free water is bad. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Caveat.
We will BRB.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Well, somehow I've managed to spend $100 a month on TV like it were cable all over again. I don't know how I got myself to this point. I think that's why Caitlin has handed me this beat, also to justify the amount of money that I am spending on streaming services to pipe into my home.
Yeah, I wanted you to get the most out of your experience and also benefit from it personally with your writing.
Cable, it's not what it used to, you know, when I was younger, I didn't pay for cable I was living alone out of college, right? But when I became an adult and I had a salary I could rely on, I was like, you know what? This is time. Like, what should I unlock for myself? And I actually started with YouTube TV a couple years ago.
You're still like a YouTube TVer. Yeah, you were one of the first people I knew who was like all on board with YouTube TV, like before anybody, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know why?
It's but like,
I was spending $30 a season for each season of every Bravo show that I was trying to get on Google Play.
$30 a season?
Yeah. Cause that's like how much, cause they'll charge you per episode. And it'll be like $2 to $3 per episode. So by the end of the season, it's about $30. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, I should just get, you know, over the top mm-hmm. cable or whatever the heck we're calling it these days. And yeah. YouTube back then was $35. And now my bill is $85 because I pay for HBO. My God. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. $50 over a couple of years. That's wild. Yeah. Yeah, it's no longer like a cheaper option unless all you do is like Netflix, which who is only subscribing to Netflix these days? No one. Honestly, I'm being completely screwed because I get freaking cable against my will and also streaming.
Is it for
services.
The sports?
It's
for the sports.
I need to find another solution. Also, nothing is ever on TV. Nothing. It's useless.
Can I just tell you, it's absolutely true, though. And I subscribe to all these things. And now on the new, so, I feel like we should back this up just a little bit. Okay. So,
okay.
Caitlin, I'm gonna start, but I want us to answer the question, how do we watch TV? So okay. I'm going to tell you how I right now am all in on the Google TV ecosystem. I have Chromecasts with Google TV on each one of my TVs, but that's going to change. Now I'm going to be adopting Fire TV in the house. I'm planning on bringing in a Roku TV. And then you, what do you have at home?
I obviously have an mm-hmm. Apple TV. we pay for DirecTV, which I barely ever watch. I sometimes watch Turner Classic Movies because I'm a huge dork, or like whatever's on HGTV or Cooking Channel, but those are apps that you can use on their own. Like, I would rather not pay for DirecTV. And then I have, you know, Disney Plus, Netflix. Like, I share all my logins with family.
God.
I'm the person who like gets the service and then like everyone else just uses it. So,
yeah,
I don't think I ever watch Disney Plus. That's just like for the family. I'm really like, I'm a terrible binge watcher. So, I like need to watch one episode at a time. It takes me weeks to get through anything. Cause like when I watch something, I'm like laser focused on it. I don't use my phone. Like I'm in bed with headphones on, like just completely attuned to
That's
what I'm watching.
That's how my husband
Otherwise,
watches.
I feel like I don't get anything out of it. If I just like have something on while I'm doing something else, like that's not enjoyable for me. So, yeah, I'm like, it takes me forever to catch up on what people are watching. I have to just skip complete like, you know, whatever discourse is happening. I'm just like tuning out Squid Game. Like, I can't possibly.
We have a little pod between us. You know, people found their pods this year with their last couple of years of the pandemic. We also mm-hmm. have a streaming pod in my side of.
Who's in your streaming pod?
My best friend's in my streaming pod and my husband. So it's in a couple of other like little
small pod.
Yeah, a very small pod, but we all just kind of like share, you know, mm-hmm. whatever we possibly can. Some companies like HBO kind of are known for I wouldn't say encouraging free distribution of their titles, but encouraging the community sharing of titles in a way that keeps them in the zeitgeist. Like, that's why HBO is like, here's Profiles. Like, go. Like, share your password.
Sure. Yeah.
Which I can appreciate. Same thing with Netflix. The Netflix, though, one. Oy, sometimes Mona pushes the button on the Chromecast remote and goes into one of the other Netflix profiles. It's not ours.
Oh, that's fine.
And I'll just, like, find her watching The Witcher. Fun. And I'm just like, Mona.
Oh, God.
Mona,
too
young, sweetie. You're not even 2 years old yet, so we can't.
She's got good taste. I've heard the Witcher is good.
When she wants Thomas, she wants Thomas the Tank Engine. Anyway,
yeah,
that's the other thing.
You are more of like a reality TV watcher and a '90s era soap TV watcher.
Yeah, I know,
and I'm like. Deeply depressing prestige television watcher.
I mean, I pay for HBO and I put those things on my watch list, but like, I'm not going to watch Euphoria for another 12 years at this point. It's just,
I feel like Euphoria is too much for me. It just seems like very distressing. And I love like a dark, devastating show, but that seems a bit much.
Yeah.
I also couldn't watch I May Destroy You. I couldn't watch that one either.
I just read the recaps for that, so I knew about it. But mm-hmm. see, and
yeah,
but yet
I know.
But yet.
I know. I want to know what people are talking about, but some of these shows are too intense.
Yeah.
But I will say, I started watching Yellow Jackets, which you and I had discussed as maybe being too intense. But so far, I really like it. And pro tip, I learned this from a friend of the pod, Henry T. Casey, told me that if you use the Apple TV app, you can get a free trial of Showtime through that app. And that's on your phone, on your iPad, your Apple TV, like it's just the TV app.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a free month so you can catch up on Yellow Jackets without paying. Mm-hmm. So pro tip.
There's actually a lot of ways you can get free streaming logins. Well, I shouldn't say free. Like, for instance, if you get it through your carrier, like Verizon is always like, hey, do you want to also bundle in Discovery and all of these other ones?
Ooh,
which
I want Discovery.
Yeah. Do you?
Wait, is that the one with the cooking channels?
Yes.
Okay.
Food,
yeah,
that's Food Network.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I get free HBO Max through something. Yeah, I think a carrier. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I use Paramount Plus. That is actually one of my oft-used apps, and that's because that has all, like, they just have the rights to everything that I didn't get to watch when I was young, that I, like, was not allowed to watch when I was younger.
Oh, so, like what?
Well, you know, old MTV shows, you know, mm-hmm. lots of, like, I did mention Touched by an Angel today in the Slack channel.
Yeah. That took me back. I was like, oh God, suddenly I'm 8 years old. It's Saturday night and I'm watching Touched by an Angel.
We were going to get into some of like the things we're watched in our Fangirl segment. So I will just say this.
Yeah.
And say quickly that part of the reason I got into it is because of all the cameos, like all the guest stars. I want to see. Anyway,
We'll dive into.
Like
that.
I said,
yeah,
professional TV watcher is what I consider myself. I like to study these things from a cultural perspective.
You also deeply identify with 90210, so there's that.
Yeah, and I'm sure 2/3 of the people who subscribe to our podcast know this already. So I'm not going to regale them with the fandom, but this is all to say,
yes,
you know, I would love to hear from you listeners, like, how do you watch TV at home? You can send us an email at gadgets@gizmodo.com if you feel like it, or you can even tweet Caitlin and I on Twitter, where I'm at @OThatFlow. She's at Caitlin_McGarry. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear, like, what are your favorite streaming apps? Like, are you actually watching Peacock TV? Is Apple giving you what you think is actually prestige TV? Are they really worth all those Emmys?
I have not really watched any of the Apple TV shows. Well, I guess, okay, so there's Ted Lasso, obviously. Like, that's right. The big one. I haven't made it through Morning Show yet. Again, it will take me years to catch up on all of these shows. I just can't do it.
Should we just go on vacation just to, like, watch TV? I feel like doing
honestly,
that kind of.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like, oh, I just want to take a week off, catch up, and just like.
But like, be somewhere scenic, right? Because you want to start the morning off with a cup of coffee before you go, like, be a couch potato all day.
Yeah. Like, maybe wake up, go to the beach, and then spend the rest of the day watching TV. Maybe that sounds like a horrible vacation, actually.
That sounds amazing, actually. Okay. I don't know. Mai Tais and reality TV that I missed on from 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, is The Real World on anything yet? Like old seasons of The Real World?
Yes. Actually, it's on Paramount Plus, another reason that I pay for Paramount. Would you like to borrow my login?
Yes. Yes, please. For the love of God.
It's pretty cheap, too. It's $6 a month, which...
That's how they get you, but it all adds up.
I know. Ugh. I know.
All right.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about, like, TV titles, what we're into, you know. Beginning of the year is a good time to chat, so we'll be right back.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, so we were talking about some of the TV we've been indulging in. It is, you know, it's a thing that we can all bond on right now, I think, with this, with everything going on right now around us.
Everything happening in the world.
Unprecedented.
TV is the great unifier.
And it is, because it's something that we can all do individually and then come back and discuss. So I used to have a 90-day fiancé group, but we sort of fell off because the storylines kept getting more ridiculous. And like less, I mean, listen, it's right. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Yes.
It's going to happen. What kind of reality TV have you been watching, Caitlin? Like, do you dabble in Bachelorette Nation?
I absolutely do not dabble in any of the Bachelor situations or like any of the,
I'm intimidated by that part, by the way, because it's such a like, it's like the Marvel universe. It's so deep. Yeah.
Oh, it's so deep. Like, there are people who are famous today because they were on, like, one of those shows, and I have no idea who they are or what is happening or, like, why I care about them breaking up or whatever. I can't do any of the dating shows. I just, like, who would want to meet someone and I don't know. Okay, I'm just not the target market for this. I'm really not. I'm just, like, none of these people are going to stay together. This is all fake. This is not enjoyable.
Sometimes they do stay together, though.
Flo, how, like, have any of them stayed together? And even if they did, why would I care if they're together? I don't care about anyone being together. I'm sorry. That took a turn. I wish you and Eric the best. I'm rooting for you, too.
No. I get it. Listen, it's reality TV is like there are bachelorette people, whatever, bachelorette, and then there are survivor people. Like I have a lot of those people in my life.
No.
And so when I talk about like the Housewives Bravo universe, you know, we can at least respect each other on that level of like, you know, everybody has their own. There's Love After Lockup reality TV people, too, like that. No, I am not allowed to watch.
I don't even know that one.
It's intense. It's on WeTV.
Oh, God. I don't even know what
the
that
same
is.
Channel that also hosts Snapped, which is reality stories of how women snapped and killed people around them. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you know,
that and there's a spectrum of these things, right? We start with romance and sex, and then we get all the way to violence and murder. And in the middle is 90 like Day Fiancé.
There's like a tiny window where women are like happy and then it just goes like completely off
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I do want to also throw in the fact that I have been known to dabble in Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Oh, I love Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Okay.
See, okay, food reality TV is extremely my jam because I'm like, how would you combine all of those ingredients that's going to taste like shit, but I swear it must come out amazing. And Guy Fieri as like, a caricature is amazing, but also I hear he's a good guy. You know, like he's
how should I say this? I have heard he's the kind of guy that will show up. I mean, he fed a lot of people during the fires in Sonoma County. Mm-hmm. Like he's a big community guy, but my understanding is his personality is a little rough around the edges. So I would probably cry because I'm very sensitive to people like that. Would probably be like,
I don't think like we would be friends, but I think he seems like he would be like kind of terrible, but I have heard that he's, you know, nice and gives back to his community, which is great.
And he has a gorgeous backyard, which he was filming from during the pandemic because he was doing like, he was having Skype-ins with like different chefs and they would send him a box of ingredients and him and his son would cook it in the backyard.
Okay.
And he lives up here, so he's backyard goals. Another side note about Guy Fieri, by the way, I'm planning on having a Guy Fieri-themed birthday this year, so more details on that at a later time.
Oh, my God. Wait, what? How? Wait, what? Okay, can we just...
I mean, he's from here, so I gotta go up to Sonoma County and eat at his restaurants and have a whole, like...
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Ride around in a car with the top down.
Yes. Like,
not my top. The car's top down.
Right.
And, you know, just like.
It's not that kind of birthday.
No. Going to some breweries. Yeah. This is what I'm envisioning.
Wow. A red convertible birthday trip is sound. Yeah. Okay.
It may end up just being the Subaru, the family Subaru with the sunroof open, but it's good enough.
Yeah, that's great. You could just like stand up and do a little like, woo.
Exactly. Bugs hitting my face. Sure. Anyway, yeah.
The dream.
I know, slight digression, but.
Yes. So I guess like back in the day, so I used to go to like a real gym. Now I just work out at home. But when I went to the gym, I would put on like some Housewives and just like zone out, you know, doing my like little cardio thing. So I'm familiar with like the early Housewives seasons and the early characters. So like New Jersey, like a little Teresa. I don't know what's happening with her now, but like iconic, you know, it's 10 years ago.
It is. But also I think because it has been such a long time, it's starting to lose its charm. I'm just going to be really honest and say that last night I was in a muting mood on Instagram.
Oh.
So I went and muted a lot of Bravo accounts because I just like am tired of the noise.
Yeah.
I'm officially kind of, yeah, it's a little much. Well, it's just there's so much going on with the sister wives.
Oh, geez. You've lost
too
me.
Much.
You lost me.
Too much. Caitlin, are you watching? So you mentioned you're watching Yellow Jackets. Yes. I'm afraid of that because of the whole cannibalism thing.
Yep, there is that. Yeah. Yep. There's the cannibalism.
That's kind of what like made me turn off to The Walking Dead because they started on that storyline in like season 5 and I was like, that's it. I can't do this anymore. This is too much suffering.
I'm usually like not about a violent show, but I'm so intrigued by the premise of Yellow Jackets because it's about these teen girls who are in a plane crash and then they have to survive like out in the wilderness. And it's a juxtaposition.
Is this like Lord of the Flies?
It's like Lord of the Flies, yeah. And it's a juxtaposition of their experience like being stuck out in the wilderness and their experience as adults after that, like how they, you know, recovered or did not recover. And it's just like so fascinating. And it's just women, like the dynamics of these women. And like, I feel like we don't get a lot of those stories anymore. I feel like there was a time when you got a lot of like female friendship or, you know, whatever.
Insecure just ended. That was, sorry, just came to mind. Another thing I need to finish.
Yeah. And like, you know, Sex and the City is back, but God, is it terrible. It's so bad. I mean,
I saw some memes from the recent episode.
Yeah. Not to say that it was great in its early days, but it was really formative. It had a huge effect on me and my friends because it was something you hadn't seen on TV before. Obviously, there's a lot of stuff now that wouldn't fly.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And same with 90210.
Yes.
Very well documented.
We have learned a lot in the last few decades. But yeah, like now we're stuck with Sex and the City reboot and it's so bad.
I do want to like make an observation about some of the TV narratives that have come out in prestige TV, which is that, and I saw somebody kind of mention this on Twitter this morning, I forgot who, but I wonder if millennials, you know, our generation, if we're like really trying to write for Gen Z.
Yeah.
I notice a lot of this like, millennials being like, hey, like, we totally get you, Gen Z. Like, we're totally here for you. And so that's how some of these narratives are coming in the prestige TV category. And that's why it's kind of changing. Like, we're getting more of this TV that's very intense and like, oh, we get it. Like, this is what's really happening, Gen Z. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Kind of what I'm,
I mean, but it was the same, like, I mean, when we were growing up, like, boomers were writing TV for us. And it was like,
like,
is
Lost.
This really? Yeah. I think
Lost was written by a Gen Xer, but yeah.
Gen X, yeah. Can't forget Gen X, the forgotten generation, but a good one. A good one. Yeah.
I know. I keep bringing it back to generational differences, but it's been interesting watching. so much more TV to watch. I know that we absolutely did not cover, like, not even a fraction of.
No.
But. You know, with Netflix putting more money into its own titles, with Hulu putting more money into its own titles, with these conglomerates coming out of the woodwork. It's just...
Yeah, there's too much to watch, but, like, it's definitely gotten a lot better. Like,
yeah,
TV now is so much better than when we were growing up, and I'm glad that we have so many options.
Yeah, I think that's why I like watching it for just the storylines, getting new stories out of it. Much easier story to digest, too, when everything feels like it's flying at your face at 100 miles an hour constantly.
Well, with that.
We'd like to thank our producer and sound engineer, Ryan Allen, for making us sound good, even though the content we sometimes say sounds harrowing, to say the least. We'd also like to thank our cover designer, Vicky Lita, for making us look so good when we pop up into your podcast app. A reminder, as we mentioned earlier, you can email us, gadgets@gizmodo.com, or tweet us, also @Gizmodo. And please, if you love and like the show, subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify if you're there. And until next week, everyone, be safe, be happy, be healthy. Watch TV.
That's the important part.
There we go.